Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, I'm back. We are back, all of us, now as we continue the program. And Henry, yes, you certainly are amplifying what I'm saying about the whole system of law in this country. And this is why these so-called anti-discrimination laws are so unconstitutional. What they do is they compel people to give up their God-given rights, their property rights, their right to an identity, their right to choose, and place it on the altar of governmental edicts. That's not where government has a place being, ordering us, telling us we can't choose the people we wish to be associated with. That's pure communism and fascism.
Well, you're right. I mean, I know I read from things before I was even born where there was, you know, racial discrimination with this and that, but the African Americans, and it was a problem, but... You got the communists that got into that, and they took it over and turned it into something even more, even made stuff even more extreme.
That's it. What they've done.
And some of it was, like, for instance, the affirmative action,
right,
especially. That's not legal because that violates the Brown versus Board of Education Act. And Michigan.
Well, that was not even an act. That was just a decision of the court.
Oh, yeah. Well, and
that was
yeah.
unconstitutional,
that's true,
too. But you see, what happens is that nose is in the tent now, the camel's nose. And once it's in there, boy, you know what happens. We go from one thing like anti-discrimination and job security to now mandating the employment of certain people, mandating quotas, mandating affirmative action. See?
Right.
That's where the slippery slope begins, you see?
Yeah, that's true. But see, the thing is, they always got to bring the gay stuff into it. That is a sexual... Preference,
yeah,
or sexual activity.
It has nothing
activity
to do with anything else. It's your business.
Yeah, right.
And I'm
right.
not asking you.
Right. Well,
I'm not asking you.
Shall we have special rights and laws for the S&M people and
Well, you can't discriminate. Well, why would you discriminate then against bestiality?
Yeah, right. And the pedophile people.
Absolutely.
And they're the smaller minority. They're the smallest minority out there, by the way. Outside of the bestiality people, they are. There's more heterosexual and then homosexual, and it goes
right
down from there. But this business, how are they going to enforce that? Because it's like having a permit to, you know, go to the bathroom. You know, next thing you go, I made some joke. I actually
yep.
designed an ID
mm-hmm.
with joking about Bush and with that second election. Pretty soon, everybody's mm-hmm. going to need these permits. And I'm not going to mm-hmm. get into it, but mm-hmm. it is funny. But
sure.
how are they going to enforce that? I mean, I can't even tell when someone's gay. You know, I mean, unless they really, like, if they're a cross-dresser, and that's like a transvestite, but most gays aren't transvestites. Mm. So how do I really tell that you're working with this guy or that guy you hired that he's gay? I mean, unless he's just all up in your face with it, hey, look, I'm gay.
And that's what they want. You see, that's what the issue is. They want approval of that particular style of living, if you will call it.
Right, but normal sex with male and female, that's not as good.
No,
right.
And that shouldn't even be talked about either. I mean, really, you come right down to it, it's not about sex. It's about really the whole idea of sanctity of the family and marriage. And that's why once they got the anti-discrimination vote, after they repealed the sodomy laws, then they went for marriage and equality. You see, it never ends until they get every bit of what they've wanted.
Yeah, but even people that aren't married, I mean, even people single like me, they this business with the gay, it seems like a specific preference toward anything that's like
exactly.
not the majority, not the mainstream, because gays is different. So therefore, because
right.
of something different, similar like this stuff with the immigration nonsense we have for years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous.
Well, anyway,
okay,
thank
you
for the call. Thank
yeah,
you.
Take
Good
care.
Hearing from you again. We'll be right back with more. And we also want to introduce the topic of tasering and what happened at the University of Florida. Coming right up after the break, Rick Adams, support the Republic Broadcasting Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Yes, okay. Hey, I'm back now. Rick Adams, your radio avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. Our number is 800-313-9443. And I mentioned this case of the young man, a journalism student at the University of Florida, Myers, who apparently had an altercation just today with Mr. Kerry, John Kerry. If what I've seen is correct, I only had a passing opportunity to follow the story, but apparently the media have had a field day with not reporting exactly some of the things that the young man was addressing to Mr. Kerry. He would not allow Mr. Kerry to take the stage, and he was insistent that he not be removed, that is the young man, from the stage because he was trying to get an answer from John Kerry regarding, yes, his membership in the Skull and Bones Society. So what happened? What followed was absolutely inexcusable. And I think you all probably have seen the story or heard the story. The police moved in. They used some pretty rough force and then tasered this young man with, 50,000 volts of electricity. That's a bit much. So much so that now the whole policy of police using tasers is now coming under review, and it should. As you know, many people have died. Some 200 people who have been tasered have died as a result. I mean, you talk about going back to the Stone Age. This is like, Israeli torture. I mean, this is absolutely absurd. And yet that's exactly what was done to this young man. It was obvious because we all saw it. And, he had a legitimate free speech right to get up there and to ask some questions. Now, obviously he should not be the only one speaking and attempt to total control over the stage, not at all. But to use this kind of force in response was absolutely unforgivable. You know, this is how police now are becoming brutalized. They're becoming like Israeli goose steppers. They're becoming absolutely out of control with the police state tactics now being employed. Now, this may be something George Bush and Donald Rumsfeld and Robert Gates and the rest of that crowd love, and Judge Mukasey. But it is not something that we should love. And I don't know what thoughts you may have had on that, but I certainly think that the time has come now to end this use of taser guns by the police. I mean, you could certainly use other means, including maybe the pepper gas or you know, some of the other means that have been used to restrain somebody, but to use the taser is just barbaric. And totally insane. Those of you who want that number again is 877-851-6437. Toll free to call your senators and get on truthtellers.org for the list of some 37 senators who should be called tomorrow morning. If you have the time, invest the time. The toll number is 202-225-3121. Now, a number of you have still been asking about the book, Wrongly Blamed. Who really carried out the 9/11 attacks, the London bombings, the Madrid bombings, and much more? Who? Well, Dr. K tells you in his book, Wrongly Blamed. You want the book? You can send a check or money order to Knowledge House Publishers. Knowledge House Publishers for $10 plus $3 media mail shipping and handling. $13 for a 400-page book. Certainly worth a heck of a lot more than Alan Greenspan's book. That's for sure. And the address of Knowledge House Publishers is 105 East Town Line. That's East Town Line, one word, Town Line Road, Unit 116, Vernon Hills, Illinois. Now, that's Vernon, V-E-R-N-O-N, Vernon Hills, Illinois, 60061. $13, Wrongly Blamed is the name of the book. And we will have Dr. K back on the program as soon as he gets back. Also, tomorrow night we have scheduled on our program Bob Chapman and his Chapman Reports. Oh, boy. Oh, is there a lot to talk about? Is there a lot to talk about? Now, the Federal Reserve lowering some key interest rates, of course, and, you know, of course, I'll let Chapman speak about that. I won't say much myself. I'll let him do the talking. And he does have quite a bit to say about what is happening now on world markets and all of this orchestration. They say that things are out of control. Well, they certainly are. But remember, out of chaos comes control. Out of chaos comes control, ladies and gentlemen. And the key to it all is this thing called the Federal Reserve System. Funny money. Funny money, my friend. Now, George Bush, though he will not be running once again for president of the United States, since he can't, may very well create a permanent dictatorship within the next year. But that hasn't stopped him from giving us his resume, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to read to you some of his resume tonight. It gives you an example of the accomplishments of this man who resides at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue sometimes. Education and experience, law enforcement. I was arrested in Kennebunkport, Maine, in 1976 for driving under the influence of alcohol. I pled guilty, paid a fine, and had my driver's license suspended for 30 days. My Texas driver's record has been lost and is not available as of yet. Military. I joined the Texas Air National Guard and went AWOL. I refused to take a drug test or answer any questions about my drug use. By joining the Texas Air National Guard, I was able to avoid combat duty in Nam. College. I graduated from Yale with a low C average. I was a cheerleader and a member, of course, of Skull and Bones. Past work experience. I ran for the U.S. Congress and lost. I began my career in the oil business in Midland in 1975. I bought an oil company, but couldn't find any oil in Texas. Company went bankrupt. Shortly after, I sold all my stock. I bought the Texas Rangers baseball team in a sweetheart deal that took land using taxpayers' money. With the help of my dad and my friends in the oil industry, well, including Mr. Ken Lay, I was elected governor of Texas. Now, as governor, some of my accomplishments were: I changed Texas pollution laws to favor power and oil companies, making Texas the most polluted state in the Union. During my tenure, Houston replaced Los Angeles as the most smog-ridden city in America. I cut taxes and bankrupted the Texas Treasury to the tune of billions in borrowed money. I set the record for the most executions by any governor in American history. With the help of my brother, the governor of Florida, and my father's appointments to the Supreme Court, I became president after losing by over 500,000 votes. Now, as president, these are my accomplishments. I am the first president in U.S. history to enter office with a criminal record. Notice he said to enter, not to leave. I invaded and occupied two countries at a continuing cost of over $1 billion per week. I spent the U.S. surplus and effectively bankrupted the U.S. Treasury. I shattered the record for the largest annual deficit in U.S. history. I set an economic record for most private bankruptcies filed in any 12-month period. I set the all-time record for most foreclosures in a 12-month period. I set the all-time record for the biggest drop in the history of the U.S. stock market. In my first year in office, over 2 million Americans lost their jobs, and that trend continues every month. I'm proud that members of my cabinet are the richest of any administration in U.S. history. My poorest millionaire, Condoleezza Rice, has a Chevron oil tanker named after her. I set the record for most campaign fundraising trips by a U.S. president. I'm the all-time U.S. and world record holder for receiving the most corporate campaign donations. My largest lifetime campaign contributor and one of my best friends, Kenny Lay, presided over the largest corporate bankruptcy fraud in U.S. history. My political party used Enron private jets and corporate attorneys to assure my success with the U.S. Supreme Court during my election decision. We have more if you want to hear more of the resume. Be right back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support Republic. I'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The first step in winning the war, spreading the word. Tell your friends Rick Adams is on RBNLive.com.
Okay, we are back now, and we are going to set aside the illustrious resume of George Bush, because we do want to speak with Chaplain Klingenschmitt now, who has some information to share with us on the planned rally this past Saturday in Florida in defense of Chaplain Harvey in the case of he being fired for praying in the name of Jesus. And good evening, Chaplain. How are you, Chaplain Klingenschmitt?
God bless you, Rick Adams, in Jesus' name. God bless you in Jesus' name. I just returned this very night from my trip to Florida, and I stopped in North Carolina on the way home. I've been preaching around the country, but on Saturday we had a tremendous rally. Over 30 churches participated.
Wow.
1,200 people in the sleepy little town of Leesburg, Florida. 1,200 people showed up on the steps of City Hall to pray in Jesus' name in support of Chaplain Danny Harvey, who was fired from the hospital for praying in Jesus' name.
Now, how many did you say showed up?
1,200 people.
Wow.
Were there, and they marched around the hospital. I mean, old people, young people. There was even a family with their dog, and everyone was marching in support. They all had T-shirts on, United for Jesus Christ. And on the back of the T-shirt, it says, my stand, my freedom, my Jesus. And
wow,
everyone was
wonderful.
Just so united. All the churches from every different possible denomination stood up together in one united effort to support Chaplain Danny Harvey, who lost his job, as you remember, was fired from the Leesburg Regional Medical Center because he refused to stop praying in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. They told him he could pray a non-sectarian prayer in public, but if he used the J word, he would be terminated. Well, he stood up for Jesus, refused to back down on his faith, continued to pray in Jesus' name, and sure enough, he was fired the very next week. So now this is a breaking story. It's going around the nation. You know, Fox News had it, and WorldNet Daily will have another piece tomorrow, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very exciting rally.
Now, let me ask you, with that many people and all of that notoriety, what in the world did the hospital do? What was their response, if any?
The hospital CEO, Lewis Bremer, resigned from his office. In the face of public scandal, in the face of public disgrace, he quit and walked out. This is the same man who personally fired Chaplain Danny Harvey. And so, you know, we're not singing Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. But, you know, in some way, I think there's a little bit of, you know, retribution, perhaps. I don't know if the public financing of that hospital depends on the goodwill of the people. And I think the chairman of the board, Bill Venefeld, maybe saw the handwriting on the wall. That's why he accepted the resignation of CEO Lewis Bremer. But is he going to reinstate Chaplain Danny Harvey? That remains to be seen. Chaplain Harvey is petitioning to get his job back. We have a national petition going on our website, PrayInJesusName.org.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can sign that petition, or you can call the chairman of the board, Bill Benefeld, at 352-3600. No. That's his home number. I don't want to get out of his home number. I'm going to give out the home number to hospital chairman Bill Benefeld. Again, it's 352-323-5001. That's 352-323-5001. Ask him to give Chaplain Harvey his job back. Let him pray in Jesus' name. Or you can sign that petition on our website, PrayInJesusName.org.
That's fascinating. That's absolutely amazing. I would think that this is certainly not doing the hospital any public relations good, is it?
No, and you know, they're trying to build a brand-new $10 million wing on the hospital, and they can't find any private financing, so they're going to the city council, and they're asking for, you know, public taxes to help pay for this hospital. At the same time, the community is outraged and angry with the hospital because they fired the chaplain for praying in Jesus' name. So, you know, it might be something for the city council to debate whether or not they should, you know, give taxpayer dollars to a hospital that refuses to, you know, honor the religion or the faith of its own patients. Many of those patients want chaplains to come in and pray in Jesus' name with them, but no, they just kick the great physician out of the hospital. How's anyone going to get healed without Jesus in that hospital?
Well, maybe they should be made to ask for some assistance in Jesus' name, huh? Some public financing. Wouldn't that be poetic justice?
Well, I think the hospital needs to hear from the public, and I know some of your listeners would love to.
Absolutely, yes. And we have been giving that number out last Thursday night after you were with us, and Friday as well, and I know they've been getting a lot of reaction to that by people who are just outraged, not even all Christians. Some of them don't even have faith, and they're just outraged that this kind of wanton disregard for an insult to Christians has just occurred like no one else. I mean, we know persecution is coming our way, and we know that this is part of the cross that Christians must carry. Obviously, if you're not doing your thing, you're not doing the Lord's thing, and you're not being persecuted, hey, there's something wrong with your testimony, right? So we expect
That's right. And the American people stand up every time one person gets persecuted. It causes a revival everywhere else.
The entire community
stands up in favor of praying in Jesus' name.
Amen. Can you stay with us a few minutes?
Yes, sir.
Very good. We'll take a call and we'll be back. 800-313-9443 is the number. We're speaking with Chaplain Gordon Klingenschmidt tonight about the other chaplain, Danny Harvey, fired for praying in Jesus' name from a hospital. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best 4-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years, the sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance.
Play. All righty, I'm back now. Rick Adams with you, with Chaplain Klingenschmidt here. And we got a call for you from Joe Church, I believe, back again. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Rick. How are you?
Very good. I'm still the same.
Yes.
Yes.
Dr. Klingenschmidt.
Yes, yes, sir. Hello.
How are you today? Great to talk to you again.
Thank you, sir.
I got 2 things for you. Exodus chapter 1, verse 12. But the more they afflicted them, the more they multiplied and grew. And they were grieved because of the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the race of Jesus Christ is mentioned in Luke chapter 3. Starts from Abraham and goes to Jesus. And from Jesus, it goes on to today, to the race of believers in Jesus. So that race goes from Adam to today, the Christians of today, Christ men of today. And in the book of Revelation, chapter 15, the song that the overcomers were singing when they were going to meet Jesus was the song of Moses. which was what their testimony was. And that's Deuteronomy 32. And one verse from it, chapter 3, because I will publish the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. He is the rock, capital R. His work is perfect. All his ways are judgment. God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. Do ye thus requite the Lord, O foolish people and unwise? Is not he thy father that hath brought thee? Hath he not made thee and established thee? Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations, even going back to Cain. Ask thy father, and he will show thee, thy elders, and they will tell thee, when the Most High divided the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam. That word could be translated man, but they chose to translate it Adam, Adamic man, that race, all the way to today, Christians of today. You see, publishing the name of the Lord is very, very important. And that's mm-hmm. what the overcomers were singing
mm-hmm.
to get that victory. Thank you, Captain Klingenschmidt.
God bless you, sir. That's so encouraging. And I'll tell you, you're absolutely right there from, was it Exodus 3, where the more they persecute us, the more we multiply. The
exactly.
church just rises up and takes a stand for Jesus Christ. And there are more Americans praying more boldly in Jesus' name today than there ever have been before. We are the Church of Jesus Christ. We're not going to be cowards. We're not going to be ashamed of his name. We're not going to be silent. We're going to continue to proclaim the name of Jesus, even in public.
We're going to go forth as it was in the time of the apostles, in the Acts of the Apostles, when those things, those happenings took place.
Yes.
We're going to be experiencing the same exact things from here on out. Mark this day well. Well, things will never be the same after this day. Thank you, Captain Klingenschmidt.
And thank you, Joe Church, for calling into the show. I appreciate that. And to use an expression that's rather common today, yes, you will stand fast come hell or high water, to put it that way. So it doesn't matter with the persecution. Here in a Christian nation, a nation that was established on these Christian principles, and yet Christians now persecuted in their own abode, their own homeland, so to speak, and people said, oh, no, it would never happen in America. You remember those days, Mr. Klingenschmidt?
I wish we were living in the good old days, but these are the bad new days, and the
yeah.
persecution is just beginning to warm up. These are the beginnings of birth pains. And it's
right.
only going to get worse. You know, we don't see the persecution here in America like they see overseas. Last night I spoke at a banquet with a Nigerian bishop, Okrafor.
Yep.
And he was telling about the Muslim invasion of the Christian nation of Nigeria, now 60% in the hands of Muslims
mm-hmm.
under Sharia law. And they haul these Christian victims. For example, there was a woman who had been raped and got pregnant. But they let the guy off the hook. Instead, they put the woman on trial
mm-hmm.
under Sharia law in a Muslim part of the nation because she was pregnant, and they accused her of, you know, having a baby out of wedlock. She stood in front of the judge and said, but I was raped. It's not my fault. He
mm-hmm.
said, too bad, and he sentenced her to death.
Wow.
Can you believe? I mean, this
yes.
is routine in the Muslim nations, and we don't see that here in America, thank God. But maybe there will be a time, even when the Antichrist causes American Christians to be sent to their death.
Mm-hmm. Well, with the Noahide laws in full force someday, that may very well be the rule of law, and then Christians can be carted off to Jerusalem and then have to give their witness, you know. I've often said on this program that the commercial that used to run advertising Bible programs used to say, if there were enough, if you were accused of being a Christian, would there be enough evidence to convict you? And that's a very good question, isn't it?
Well, there was enough evidence in my trial. You know, the gavel came down at my court-martial, and I was
yes,
found
there,
guilty.
There was,
of,
quite a bit.
of, guilty of worshiping in public in my uniform. Guilty
that's a
of
crime.
Praying in
now,
Jesus' name outside of a Sunday chapel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm now a federal convict, of course. the Congress agreed with me and changed the law back to the way it always was.
But you still had lost your pension, though, right?
Yes, lost $1 million pension, lost my career, but I'm fighting. Hopefully someday we'll get that back. If not now, then certainly in heaven.
That's it. That's the key, isn't it, Chaplain?
Well,
absolutely.
That's a better pension plan in heaven than I'll ever have on this earth.
Oh, you bet. And it doesn't lose any value with devaluation of the currency. That's
right.
The good part.
And that word has spread into the hearts of so many people now. I'm preaching to crowds of hundreds of people every week. Thousands of people every week come out to hear me and hear my testimony, and together the church is being revived. And we're going to celebrate together in heaven someday.
Yes, amen. Now, getting back to the hospital here, did the hospital officials meet with any of the protesters?
Well,
did they meet with them outside at all?
No, but I was there, of course, walking around the hospital on the public sidewalk, and you could see them peeking out the windows. You know, there's a big administrative office at the top, and kind of like the penthouse area, and there were people standing there and watching the crowds, and imagine what they were saying to each other.
Yes.
Boy, what have we gotten ourselves into? This is a public relations nightmare. We never should have fired that chaplain for praying in Jesus' name, but do you think they're going to hire him back? No, not yet. They're still waiting for more outcry from the American people. That's why we want people to call at 352-323-5001 and ask the chairman of the board, Bill Benefold, to reinstate that chaplain. Don't fire Chaplain Danny Harvey for praying in Jesus' name, or at least give him back his job since he's already been fired. 352-323-5001. You can leave a message for Chairman Bill Benefeld with his secretary, Angela Lackey.
Right. Excellent. Excellent. I want to thank you very much for checking into the program with us again tonight, Chaplain. And as usual, keep us informed, and we will bring you on periodically for an update on this and other matters. Amen.
Thank you, Rick. Many
thank
other
you,
articles
brother.
On our website, prayinjesusname.org.
Amen. We'll be there. Thank you so much. God bless now.
God bless. Bye-bye.
All right. Yes, prayinjesusname.org, and that's Colonel Gordon Klingenschmidt. We call him Colonel, but he's really a chaplain, even though he's no longer a Navy chaplain. He's still a chaplain, okay? So, anyway, I thank him for joining us quickly on the program in light of the fact that we discussed the ADL-sponsored legislation again tonight with Reverend Ted Pike. That would basically criminalize speech in America. Hate speech, hate crime. Speech as a crime. And again, for those of you who are not familiar with it, you need only look at this bill and how it has been written to allow for the prosecution of someone, anyone, me, you, anyone else, in a position of influence who may have inspired by word or deed or rhetoric, by writing, by radio, by television, an act of criminality directed against specifically protected groups, as we've been mentioning tonight. So it's very, very vital tomorrow morning to get on the line and do what needs to be done, and that is to call those numbers. I'll give them to you again right now. Take your pen and your paper. Those of you that are just maybe catching me now and didn't catch the program before, tomorrow it may come up. Ted Kennedy has tried to make this Defense Department authorization bill encompass the hate crimes legislation. And the number of the bill that Ted Kennedy is involved with is SA2067. That's SA2067. Tell your senators to say no. Just say no to Ted Kennedy. Say no to the hate crimes legislation. Say no to attaching a rider to the defense bill. 877-851-6437 is the toll-free number. 877-851-6437. And the toll number, where you'll get through, if you can't get through to the toll-free number, and I suspect the lines are going to be quite busy, is 202-225-5900. 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. 3121. Very easy to remember, right? Okay, then go to it. Then go to it and do it, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow's the day. Joe's back again? Okay. Joe?
Rick.
Yes.
We might as well beat this horse to death tonight.
Okay. You're going to be my guest now?
You know, the one thing I treasure the most about this beautiful country, Rick, the one thing I treasure the most is the freedom of religion.
Well, that's what it's all about, isn't it, Joe?
I love this country because of that freedom.
And who gave us that?
Sworn, Rick,
who gave us that freedom?
My Father in heaven.
All right.
And if that is gone, Rick, what are we fighting for in all these other countries of the world?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
From that point on, what are we fighting for?
Well, we know what we're fighting for. We know what we're fighting for. We're fighting for Zionism. We're fighting for the New World Order. And we're not fighting for anything American. We're not fighting for anything precious, anything truthful, anything honest. As I said before, you know, Joe, I don't know, last night you may have heard me. I made the point that the wars that we're going through, George Bush lied us into this Iraq war, right? He lied to the nation to get us there. Now, he called it a mistake. He said it was a mistake that he deliberately lied. Well, I say if you deliberately lie and you falsify the case, which is what they did, then you lied. Now, all of a sudden, George Bush, knowing that he lied us into war, and his whole team, all of a sudden they're asking us, the American people, to believe that they're willing to withdraw troops from Iraq beginning next year. Now, anyone who's dumb enough to believe that, who is dumb enough to believe that if a president can lie us into war, he won't pretend to pull us out with another lie, is pretty thin. I think it's pretty, pretty thin upstairs, wouldn't you say?
I would say.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty simple. You're not coming out, man. You're not coming out of the Middle East. It's that simple.
And we're not going to come out of this captivity, Rick. This is the captivity of the end times. It's a captivity of the mind. We're not coming out of this one. You know, all our houses, which are actually idols that we worship, it's just idol worship. Get rid of the things. Get rid of these idols, because they're only going to be your prison cells in the future. Believe me, you're not coming out of this. People are saying, oh, it's going to change, it's going to change. This time, it's not going to change, because you have no more M3 that measures inflation. They can just print dollars and make everything healed. They can heal everything around the world now.
Mm-hmm.
We're not coming out of this. The only escape is through the Word of God. Let me put it to you this way.
Mm-hmm.
In Micah chapter 7, verse 2 and 3, he'll sum it up beautifully. These are our politicians and our judges and our leaders. Here they are, Rick. The good man has perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They hunt every man his brother with a net, that they may do evil with both hands, not just one, but both, earnestly on top of it. The prince or the politician today asketh, and the judge asketh for a reward. That's a bribe in the Hebrew. And the great man, he uttereth his mischievous desires, and so they wrap it up. You know how people say it's all wrapped up, it's all in the bag?
Mm-hmm.
There is no justice. It's all prearranged. They've got it all in the bag. And this is the way it is in the philosophy of the 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
And,
That is the case, you know. And right now, Satan is putting everything he's got. He's throwing all of his chestnuts in the fire, you see. And he's hoping to pull it off.
He figures he can pull it off this time because he's got that political system.
Right.
And, he's given it a good shot. But here's what the story is with the seventh angel that sounded, and that there were great voices in heaven. This is Revelation 11:15, saying, "The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." You see, the kingdoms of this world at the end times, Satan figured he had them all wrapped up. But he was just doing the Heavenly Father's dirty work because the Father stepped in and took them all over.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Rick Adams.
Well, good night again, Joe. Good to hear you three times tonight. All right. Very good. All right. He's on fire. Amen. We'll be back with a note or two. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adams.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
Well, indeed, we're changing the shape to come, ladies and gentlemen, right here on Republic Broadcasting. And I want to remind you to try to help Republic if you wish to continue to hear us and to support the program. One of the things you can do is to visit the online store at republicbroadcasting.org. You can buy the books, the DVDs, everything that's available. And they also right now have a special on the Berkey Light and the Royal Berkey. So they come with a free gift, and this is on our site only, all Aaronizers, now 10% off, and the gold and silver needs can also be taken care of for you by Robbie Noel at Republic Trading Group. So let's just mention that for the sake of the wise, lest we become fools, ladies and gentlemen. We don't want to do that. We need to know the truth that will set you free. The truth shall set you free. So we have, you know, we have passed the date. September 14th has come. Now we're heading toward the 27th, the 29th. And you know what? We're still going to be dealing with all of these possibilities on various collapses, attacks, you know, the stock market and so forth. But as it stands now, of course, today the announcement from Mr. Bernanke of the Federal Reserve System, which is neither federal nor a reserve, of interest rate cuts. Now, tomorrow night we'll have Bob Chapman on the program to explain much of the ballyhoo that you've been hearing in the establishment corrupt media about these cuts. And, of course, all of it is artificial. All of it is nonsensical because what they're doing is essentially saying, look, if you're already in trouble, hey, we'll make it easy for you to get into bigger trouble with more credit. And that's exactly what has created this total malaise, is the credit creation fractional reserve banking system. So it's more of the same, ladies and gentlemen. It obviously will not make things better. It will make matters worse economically, as I think Bob Chapman will attest in the long run where we're headed tomorrow night. So please line up your questions now, your comments now, and don't wait until the end of the program to call. Try to get online and get on the line, the phone lines, early on in the program, all right? That's something I implore you to do, without a doubt, ladies and gentlemen. The war against Iran, is it on, is it off? Well, we're hearing a lot of mixed messages here. We haven't gotten a chance to get into a lot of these other issues tonight that I wanted to get into, but we will find time to do so in the coming nights ahead. And we have some programs lined up. We also have Kurt Hyde, once again, who is an expert on elections, election reform, and this H.R. 811 in Congress now, which would federalize all elections, essentially. And again, that's another power grab. We'll be discussing that as well. All right, we're out of time tonight. I want to thank you for joining us, and we will see you, Lord willing, tomorrow night on the program, Uncensored Radio Free America. Only here on RBN. Radio Avenger, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of talk radio, sounding the alarm and passing the baton. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you then. God bless.